A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment, and begged him to lay his hand upon him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears, and, spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned, and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And immediately the man's ears were opened, his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear, and the mute speak. The Gospel of the Lord. Many years of silence. Years and years of deafness. Many years being unable to speak, unable to communicate. Years and years of nothing more than mumbles. And finally, this man is healed. And the first thing he hears from the one who healed him, do not tell anyone. What a bizarre request, what a bizarre demand from Jesus. You've been healed, yes, of course you're going to want to spread the news, but don't tell anyone. Why would Jesus make such a demand of this man whom he has just healed? Well, perhaps this strange word he uses in the healing can give us some insight. Ephphatha, be opened. Jesus does open this man's ears. He opens his mouth, removes his deafness and his speech impediment, gives him the ability to communicate. But I think the openness that Jesus demands of this man, that Jesus gives to this man, is deeper than just communication. Perhaps Jesus is calling this man into relationship. Now, relationship requires communication. So, for this man to be able to hear and to be able to speak, they're kind of the bare minimums of this relationship with Jesus. Perhaps the openness that Jesus is calling this man to is an openness to a deeper relationship with him. The healing, then, has its proper place. Yes, it is wonderful, it is good, but it's just that very small beginning of so much more. So, yes, be happy, rejoice, but don't spread this news. Come, instead, follow me. Live your whole life for me. Live your whole life with me. Oftentimes in our lives, I wonder if we run into a similar issue. We receive so much goodness from God. But do we focus on those good things, on those small goodnesses, and lose track of the one who has given them to us? Or do we truly return to God each time with gratitude? Do we long for relationship with him? Do we long to be with God? Yes, we do spread the news of this goodness, the goodness we have been given. But do we do so always in sight of the relationship with our Creator? Be opened. It's a message to us today as well. Be opened so I may heal you. Be opened so so I may love you.